Hello.
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Sir, we just conducted a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado, sir?
I am.
Sir, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Independent. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain? Somewhat? Or not too certain?
Oh, I'm voting for sure.
Very certain? Can I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Moving on. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel that things in the Aurora area are heading more on the right direction or on the wrong direction? What's your opinion, sir?
The wrong direction.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Now, what is your opinion and how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, or as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life? How do you think their view?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
You don't have an old category?
Yeah, I do. Well, I mean, there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters, and I appreciate you taking the time, sir. Now, moving on. And generally, how would you rate the quality of public schools and the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor? To the best of your knowledge, for what you see.
Poor. Poor.
Poor. Thank you. Poor. Moving on. And, sir, how familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Familiar. Moving on. Now, have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, and I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided? What's your opinion?
Too high. Too high.
Much too high or somewhat high?
Much high.
Much too high. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notice and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Now, which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb the increase without any problems? Or can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks and other spending? Or cannot afford this increase? It hurts household financial badly. That one? Okay. Thank you. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado's voters rejected the governor's proposition, HH ballot issues last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. Now, what kind of an impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact? A small positive impact? Or not really much of an impact at all?
Not much of an impact at all.
Thank you. Moving on. Sir, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, will you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond and for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating all the schools to provide all of our students with high-quality education facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services to the district. Will you vote yes or vote no on that proposition?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. Also, I'm sorry, I wrote up public schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, will fund an outgoing maintenance need for school buildings, ensure access to upgrade technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I would vote yes.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against this Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots may make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increase in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we can move on. Sir, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond mill levy ballot issues might make. Now, rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues, okay? Now, providing students and staff with outdated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Will this be very strong, somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to support the APS bond and mill levy ballot? Very strong or somewhat strong? Don't know?
Somewhat.
Somewhat strong? Okay. Now, the large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Now, would this be a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to support the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues?
Strong.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving the skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong, somewhat strong, or not, or a weak reason to support this bond mill levy?
A weak reason.
A weak reason, okay. Now, bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare his youngest learners for success in kindergarten and K to 12 education. Will that be a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to support this APS bond and mill levy ballot?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. Now, the bond will fund a skills training program called a PTEC, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employees that includes a specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to support this?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Now, providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Same question. Very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to support?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. This investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and will help increase property and home resale values. Will that be very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to support?
Very strong.
Okay. Now, many APS buildings, they are 30, 40, or even 50 years old, have maintenance needs that have been put up for years. Just like any home or property this old, these buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed, so these schools last and students have a good learning environment. Same question. Very strong reason, somewhat strong, or weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. And continually security. Yeah, continual security upgrades, including outdated cameras, more secure entry vestibules. I'm sorry. Oof.